much has been made. I've seen some articles about the structure. You know, to me, the biggest, most important thing is the people in the building and the relationships. And Brian and I will work together, and we'll hire the best coach. I'm not going to hire a coach that Brian is not comfortable with. All of my adult life, I've been involved in football. I've seen it from the perspective of a player. I've been an athletic director for 17 years. I've hired many, many coaches, several football coaches, and so I think I have a lot to offer. I feel that I'm a football person, even though I'm in a position of president. And Brian and I have a great relationship, and I think this gives the Packers the best chance to have success.
He's looking out for your team, Packer Nation. But you're mad at him. 799-1250. We'll get more of your calls here in a little bit. Mike Clemens, our embedded Green Bay reporter. You can follow him on Twitter, Mike Clemens NFL, joins us here. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Mike, you were up there. Busy day for a non-game day, man. What's up?
Yeah. Have you guys been talking about Mark Murphy making the hire? Should we go back to a general manager who picked Lester?
Mike Clemens' phone. Mike, your phone is jacked. If you can call back in and fix that.
Yeah. A little choppy there.
No.
That was even Mike Clemens.
That was actually me.
That doesn't say.
Yeah.
Now there is Mike Clemens.
While we wait for Mike, I'm going to do this, Chuck, and I regrettably am going to do this. I'm going to tell you the Packers' path to get into the playoffs. Are you ready?
This is show filler right here.
The Packers' path to get into the playoff. What do you mean it's show filler?
Yeah, this is show filler in case Clemens' phone didn't work.
There's a legitimate path.
It's got to be even worse than it was last week.
All right, I'll tell that in a couple of minutes. Okay. Mike Clemens on hold.
Mikey, do they have to go 4-0?
Mikey, count to 10. Let's do a mic test.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Test, check.
Oh, God, you never sounded better.
There you go, Mike.
All right, so yeah, we've been talking about Mark Murphy, and he wants to be involved in the power structure, which I think I'm fine with, but a lot of people don't seem to be.
No, and a lot of the beat guys, too, they don't think that they was. Why would you mess with something that's worked for 25 years?
I think a lot of the beat guys thought that they were going to change his mind yesterday with how tough those questions were. I didn't know what was going on. I kind of started to feel bad for Mark Murphy.
Well, I mean, and everybody always complains that we're too soft when it comes to questions, and the fact is, at least I always just try and ask straightforward questions about what happened to the game. You know, Jay Mariotti, he used to ask a lot of tough questions, actually never showed up to the press conferences. He just made a bunch of crap up in his columns, you know, but he actually never interviewed anybody. Nevertheless, you know, let's think about this. The Packers struggled after Lombardi steps down 50 years ago. 50 years ago, steps down as head coach, hangs around for years general manager. And then you go into that, you know, the bad periods where you've barely can get 800 teams in the 70s and through much of the 80s. The team is highly run by a board of directors. It went, like Judge Perrins was there for a while. And, you know, that was the problem. You had guys that were owners of the paper mills and the other kinds of plants that were, and the car dealerships were sitting on the board of directors, and they thought, well, let's bring back Bart. I mean, he was a great quarterback, a good play caller. He did pretty good as an offensive coordinator or as a, you know, coach, assistant coach. Let's make him head coach. Well, but then you don't have him in charge of the roster or the draft. He hasn't got time. He's not good at that. And he's not maybe paying attention to the scouts. Well, let's bring back another football player, Forrest Gregg. I mean, he took the Bengals to a Super Bowl. Well, you know, still you're missing off on some of these things. And so that's when Bob Harlan, who's not a football guy, I mean, Bob is a sports information director for Marquette who works for the Cardinals. And then, you know, as in sales and a revenue guy for the Packers, they make the great decision to make him run the franchise. And the first thing he says is, here's what I got to change. You know, you got to bring a football guy in here. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Ron Wolf was after the job the first time, but they weren't going to give him complete control. And so then he passed. So the second time they went to Ron Wolf, they said, yep, you can name your coach and run, have full control of roster and whatever happens on the football field. And so Ron brings in this Holmgren guy, makes the trade for Favre, and also tells Bob Harlan after the first couple of weeks, he goes, this Lindy and Fonny guy, man, these practices suck. You're never going to get to where you need to be when you run soft practices like that.
Country club.
Right, right. You know, and so that's where Mark Murphy, as he said, football player, man, Colgate and Redskins, you know, great safety. And he's been around it his whole life, and he's got an eye for coaches and knowing what it takes. And I also think he's still also trying to change some things that have built up there in 20 years. And even though Ted pretty much realigned the whole scouting department the summer before he left, because I think he knew things were wrapping up for him health-wise, you know, Murphy just sees practices he wants to see better communication. He wants to see people working more and doing what's best for the team rather than covering your ass. And I think there's things that McCarthy did in the last year where it looked more like CYA moves as opposed to what would really be best for the team. Bring in an outside young buck offensive coordinator and don't be threatened by the guy. Let him run your offense, bring some fresh ideas in, rather than a bunch of old farts from Pittsburgh.
Do you think this new way of, or is it too early to tell, Murphy's new way of doing business and getting rid of the silos, has it been working for the last year or so?
Well, you know, he's just trying to figure out how he can get the team, you know, back into a Super Bowl, and he's trying to figure out some of the things that have fallen between the cracks. Brian Gutekunst says, I think my roster right now, that the guys in the locker room are better than 4-7-1. And I'll tell you what, though, too. I brought this up on air about a month ago. You know, they're struggling with some of these losses, and they pull out a win against the Dolphins at home, and a team that they probably should have, you know, just, you know, kicked out of the place, but at least they held on to win. And you saw Mike McCarthy in there having a kind of a flat rah-rah speech. I don't know if that's the week they went into the bye, but, you know, hey, good job and this and that, and all right, you know, make sure you check in tomorrow, and then, you know, you can have Tuesday off and all that. And then I compared that audio to like a Sean McVay post-game speech this year. It's like night and day. You know, McVay, young, passionate, energetic, and all that. And when you look at even the video that the Packers have posted on their own team website, in the background, you see Brian Gutekunst standing there straight-faced, like, I don't believe this. I mean, this is it. You know, you win a game, and this is all you got. I mean, you're not giving out game balls. You're not that kind of thing. I mean, if you look at the video, it's like, oh, see, this is the kind of stuff that's been going on the last month or 9 months in terms of evaluation as to what needs to be changed with the franchise.
Talking with Mike Clemens, our embedded football reporter here on The Fan. What is the Joe Philbin era going to look like? I mean, he's very clear. All he cares about right now is game 13 against the Atlanta Falcons. Did seem a little reserved yesterday because he's taking over a job for his friend, and he's getting promoted because essentially he failed as well. They all kind of failed this season. What does he look to do in these next 4 weeks, and does he want to coach further than just this month as a Green Bay Packer?
I think a lot of Joe is an offensive coordinator and probably working with Mike McCarthy. I don't know what all the problems are, and I would think that Mark Murphy would sit him down and say, you know, do the best job that you can. Show us what you got. If you think there's some changes that need to be made, here's your chance. You got four games. Well, what about Aaron? Because, you know, how do I deal with that? Well, you know, that's your job to figure out. I mean, that's what Philbin's facing. I think it's going to be tough. He could surprise us all. Maybe Aaron changes his mind and lights things up or feels he's got a different kind of input. You know, I don't know. Aaron was, you know, very sincere that, oh, this is all blown out of proportions about, you know, look, he has spent hours and hours and hours with Mike McCarthy the last 12 years in meetings and all that. And again, people need to remember, with all the bashing that Aaron's taken, in 2010, after they lost two games to the Dolphins and the Redskins, and they were having a bunch of guys getting injured, Jermichael, I think, was already put on IR for the season, it was Aaron Rodgers who went to Mike McCarthy and said, look, I don't get some of the reasons why you call these plays when you do. And at that point, McCarthy realized, okay, you know, I probably should add this more meeting to my schedule. He says, all right, come see me Thursdays at 3. And for the rest of that season, after everything else was done, then Rodgers would go up and sit down with McCarthy Thursdays at 3 o'clock, sometimes 1-3 hours long, and they would just talk about why he's putting this package together in the third quarter. And why they're shifting from this to that. And that way, so Rodgers, if he hears the first play, it's like, okay, I know what's coming. I know what the next 6 or 7 plays are coming. And now I know why we're doing this. That was Aaron Rodgers trying to do that with his head coach. Rich Gannon told us that story, who is a close friend of Mike McCarthy, who got that job as the pregame announcer for all those seasons in the summertime. And it was Rich that, you know, said, you know, that's the quarterback trying to get on the same page with a play caller. Well, guess what? If you saw that Mike Holmgren, A Football Life, that was just on premiered a couple weeks ago, same story. He has to go in as a guy who just had been coaching high school 4 years ago, BYU with Steve Young, and Bill Walsh calls him because he's a hot prospect and says, come on and be our quarterback's coach. He goes, I got to meet Joe Montana, who's already run two Super Bowls. What am I going to tell this guy? I was coaching high school 4 years ago. And the day he meets Joe Montana, they sit down, they have a Coke, and Joe says, tell me anything you want to. I want to be coached. If there's something you see wrong, let me know about it. And Holmgren says, that's all I needed to hear. Now I could be honest and straightforward with the guy. And he went on to have, you know, a great run of his career with the 49ers.
Shouldn't be that hard, I guess. Mike Clemens joining us. Hey, we appreciate it. We will talk to you soon. A lot to talk about. You've been doing a great job, so we'll keep connected.
Yeah, what'd you think about Paul McCartney coming to Lambeau Field?
I think it's great, man.
I'm more curious if Roger's parents are really in town.
I wonder if the Wings are going to be there, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, wasn't that weird? Aaron just threw that out. Yeah, I had some, you know, it's people are going back and forth on that. Did he say just some folks or the folks? Did he actually have his parents in Sunday night for her birthday? You know, whatever.
One of you guys got to get to his house and figure this out.
I'll get right on that, Bart.
Mike Clemens, keep up the good work, bud.
Cheers, boys.